In the studio with me for this segment, I have George Breitenberg. He is the post commander for the American Legion Post 216 out of Corona, and we're going to be talking about their annual Amber Waves of Grain event. Thank you very much for joining me today, George. I appreciate it.
Thanks for letting me have here again. This is the third time we've done this.
Yes,
Steve.
It has. It's becoming a kind of an annual ritual.
It makes it fun.
Yes, it sure does. So we're going to be talking about the Amber Waves of Grain event. But first of all, tell us about the American Legion Post that you're part of.
I'm the post commander for American Legion Post 216, William H. Jameson. It's the oldest post in Corona. We've been there since 1926, and we're in the old historic building. We spend our time helping local veterans find services they need, anything they have with the VA or people to help them, health care, dental care, mortgage financing stuff. We have events or people that we talk to, have them talk to help them get their goals.
Can you be a little bit more specific about the various programs that you do offer veterans?
Well, we have organizations that we work closely with, the VA especially. We have a service officer, and his main job is to make sure that the veterans get what they need when they go to the VA, or how to get in touch with somebody from the VA to help them with their issue. We have a group called Lectonic, which does free dental care for veterans. And there's just two. There's several others. We work in hand with several organizations.
Okay, now we're going to be talking about the Amber Waves of Grain event. What is Amber Waves of Grain? Give us a general broad view of it.
Amber Waves of Grain, this is our third annual event, is an event set aside by two veterans, myself and Bill Stein Kirshner. And we came up with this event to provide funds, raise money for veterans. 100% goes to veterans. We do the event the 3rd of November this year. It's normally the first Saturday in November. And last year, our first year, we raised $18,000. Last year, we raised $36,000. And our goal this year is for $50,000. And all of it, but within 30 days, it's all put back to the veterans organizations.
Great. Now, that's, you said November 3rd. Where is it taking place?
Dos Lagos Shopping Center on the main drag. Parade starts at noon. The parade's going to consist of military vehicles, vintage cars with veterans, and some heroes from the Iran War. And we also have several old military vehicles going to be in it, marching bands, color guard.
And what are some of the organizations that are going to be represented?
All four branches of the service are going to be represented by various NROTC units. We also are going to have veterans from all branches of the service. They're going to be pouring beer. You also have people that are going to be in the parade riding in cars as military vehicles and vintage cars. And we also have just general, five of the breweries I know of for sure are veteran-owned.
So let's get into the specifics of that a little bit more. The Amber Waves of Grain event means beer. So you're going to have a lot of breweries there. How many breweries do you expect this year?
We have 40 breweries confirmed for this year, as well as two home brewery organizations that are going to be there. So it's basically going to give everybody approximately 90 brews to choose from.
So they'll come in, buy a ticket, and then they'll be able to sample all these different breweries.
The admission includes a glass, keepsake glass, and they can take and they can go to any of the breweries. They'll get a small 4-ounce pour to sample. And if they like that one, they can sample it or they can move on to another one. There is no restriction on how much they can sample. So they get to have fun.
So you could sample all 90 breweries?
You could, but I don't know if you'd really want to in a single four-hour period of time.
Yeah, you'd be calling up Uber real quick on that one, huh? Yeah,
$40 is the admission fee, and it takes care of everything for everybody. They get the parade, the vendors, the breweries, food. We're going to have food trucks there. One of them we know for sure is Bacon Nation's going to be there.
Now, how long has the event been going on? Would you say this is the third year?
This is our third year.
And are you still looking for sponsors and vendors to participate?
We are. We're still looking for sponsors, and our sponsorships are varying in amounts from as low as $250, which is what we call the Command Sergeant Major, and that gives you four free tickets to the event. And then we move on up, $500, it gets you $500 to $1,000 gets you six tickets to the event, as well as a VIP booth. Three-star is $1,500, and that gets you eight tickets, as well as your name on the website, as long with the mention and name on a large banner that we're going to have posted up. largest one is our four-star general one, and that's $2,500. And that gets you on our website. It gets you on the banner. It gets you 12 tickets and VIP seating at the event.
Great. Now, do you have a list or know some of the breweries, some of the names of some of the breweries that are going to be present at the event?
Oh, most definitely. That's easy.
Okay.
For example, All American Ale Works is going to be there. Brewkaipa, Stone Church Brewing, Storyteller Brewing, Mason Jar, Inland Wharf, Mother Earth, Escape Craft, Evans, Garage, Main Street Brewing. And some of these are veteran-owned, which is really nice for us to have them in the area. So it's just veterans' businesses.
Who can be a vendor for this event? Is there any designation?
The vendors for the event are, we're looking for people that are military, in other words, spouses or active or retired militaries that have their own business. They'd like to be a vendor at the event. They can give their information to myself or to Bill, and we'll sit there and get them on the list. The request is that they make a donation from their proceeds to the event. There's not a fee to set up. They can get a 10x10 area, but we do request that they make a donation of what they make to the, not all of it, but a portion of what they make to the event.
Okay, once again, why don't you give us the time and the date of the event and kind of give us an agenda, a time agenda of when the parade is going to start.
This year, the date is November 3rd. It's a Saturday. The parade will start at noon, and the beer garden will open up at 12:30 and go till 4:30.
And that's at Dos Lagos in Corona.
Dos Lagos in Corona on the main drag between the mall, the shopping area.
And you close off the street there so that all the vendors can participate.
Oh, it's closed off. The vendors will all be set up ahead of time. The vendors and the breweries will be set up before the parade starts because that way we can leave room for the parade to go through.
Right.
And the parade will start, come in on the area between, on the second entrance into it, comes through the main area, circles around, and goes all the way down to the exit out the other side of Trader Joe's.
Okay, now let's reiterate a little bit. How much does it cost to get in, and what are they going to get for their admission?
Their admission is $40 to get in. They get a commemorative glass, unlimited tasting on the breweries.
And you say there'll be over 90 breweries
there? There'll
be at least
90 there.
Well, boy, okay, that's...
Because every brewery brings at least two beers. So that, you know, with 40 confirmed regular microbrews, that's 80. And then you have the two homebrew organizations that are going to bring 10, we figure. At least that's what they told us.
Yes.
And then they also get to mingle with veterans and feel free to ask them questions. Some of them will have their biography up, and they'll be pouring beer and gladly talking with you.
And you'll have military vehicles there and the sort?
We're going to have military vehicles, vintage cars. We're going to have some vintage military vehicles there, as well as local law enforcement and fire, including a flyover.
A flyover? How'd you arrange that?
The Corona PD is graciously, again, volunteered to fly over the parade, and the kids get a real kick out of that. And we're working right now to try to get a couple of National Guard Apaches to fly over also.
Wow, yeah, that'd be something. So, okay, so that is the Amber Waves of Grain event coming up November 3rd at Dos Lagos in Corona from, you said, noon till 4?
Noon to 4:30.
$40 admission, and you get to sample as many beers as you can possibly hold down and, of course, drink responsibly. So thank you very much, George. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close here? Anything that they should know?
If anybody has any questions, they can contact me.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. How can they contact you if they want to be a vendor or just know more information?
They can call me on my phone. It's 661-466-8950.
Give that number again.
661-466-8950 or email at georgebreitenberg@gmail.com.
Is there a website that they can get information?
We have our own website. It's amberwavesofgrain.org. And we're on Facebook, too.
Great. So amberwavesofgrain.org, and they can find out, I imagine, your contact information on that website as well.
They can, and they can also go to Eventbrite to purchase tickets in advance.
Okay, great. George Breitenberg, the commander of American Legion Post 216 out of Corona, talking about their annual Amber Waves of Grain event coming up in November 3rd. Thank you once again for joining me today, George. Always appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Steve.